Tara Vandeveer joins us on Sports Byline. On December 16, 2020, Tara Vandeveer became the winningest women's college basketball coach with her 1,099th victory. And she's been the head coach at Stanford for 35 years, and she was also the head coach at Idaho and Ohio State. And she has won at least 20 games in 30 seasons while reaching the 30-win mark 15 times. She has led the Cardinal to 12 Final Four appearances and won the national championship in 1990 and 92. And she has led Stanford to 32 consecutive winning seasons and 32 consecutive NCAA tournament berths. That's a lot of numbers, Tara. When you look back on it, what is the most thing that impresses you the most about what you've accomplished?
You know, Ron, quite honestly, probably the number of friends I've made through playing all the games and traveling all over the world, you know, that to me is the biggest, the most important number. You know, just the relationships you have through basketball, it's always been like more than a J-O-B job to me. So that was a thing that, you know, over the last couple of days I've heard from so many people, and, you know, messages and texts and emails. That's the most important thing, to be honest with you.
You know, when you think back on it, yeah, there are a lot of games, but you also had a lot of people in your life, former players, people associated with you. Your tree, your coaching tree, your sports management tree is awfully large. I would think that that would bring a great amount of satisfaction to you. Am I correct?
It really does. You know, just the amazing, amazing things that former players are doing. The, you know, former assistant coaches, you know, and the connection to so many just great Stanford people, Ohio State people, Idaho people. It's just fun. I have a great life, and I'm really fortunate.
You know, it's interesting because Stanford is a very different, I think, different sports institution as far as academic and also athletics as well. And you were able to manage that. You were able to get excellence in women's basketball, but also in an academic environment. Tell me a little bit of how you approach that to make both work.
You know, when both my parents were in education, and they really stressed that to me growing up. And I think that's why maybe Stanford for me is a great fit. But, you know, I also think that for a young person, you know, basketball is going to run its course, and to have a great education to, you know, for the rest of your life is what to me is really important. And the students that I've coached, honestly, the incredible things they're doing, they're doctors, they're professors, they're, you know, they're obviously great moms. They work in the NBA, the WNBA, all, you know, universities. They're just doing phenomenal things. So that's what I'm really proud of.
You know, there's another aspect of this. I've known you for so long, and, of course, I knew Pat Summitt really well as well. And you two really have brought along not only women's basketball, but women's sports as well. Tell me how you look upon that achievement, the awareness of what women can do in many areas, including sports.
You know, Pat and I were really good friends, and, you know, I respect her and, you know, admire the work that she's done. And it's just really sad that she's not with us anymore. So, you know, to share a record with her or to set a record is really special to be kind of, you know, mentioned in her company.
You've been inducted into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame and also the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. But when you think back about the road that you traveled, Tara, what is it that was the hardest part of that road?
You know, my life is, I've lived a very privileged life. You know, I can't act like I, you know, hit a home run when I was born on third base, you know, just, everything, you know, I mean, there obviously as people, we have daily challenges, but, my challenges are, minimal compared to so many. I'm very fortunate to work at a great university, you know, have fantastic student athletes, assistant coaches, administration. I get up in the morning and I'm very thankful and very grateful. And I have nothing to complain about.
You know, they have a fine football coach down your way, of course. I've known David Shaw for a long time, the Stanford football coach. And I loved his quote. He said, "Tara Vandeveer is one of the best coaches of any sport on this planet because of her ability to change and to cater to the abilities of her athletes, and at the same time giving them the ability to grow and reach their peaks. I find that very interesting. A lot of people are not flexible. They don't change with time. Why have you been able to do it? What is it about your philosophy that has allowed you to change from season to season, day to day, you know, just being able to change?
Well, Ron, like right now, if you're trying to survive in this COVID environment, which we all are, you better be flexible. And I've told our team, flexible has got to be our middle name with a capital F. You have to roll with things. You know, you can't be set in your ways, and you've got to see what works. You know, I think my job as a coach is to really help our players to be the best they can be and take them someplace they can't go by themselves. And, you know, and that does involve changing and figuring things out, trying to maximize our team's strengths and minimize our team's weaknesses, you know. So, and different teams have different strengths and different weaknesses. So I'm not afraid of change, you know, and I'm not, I enjoy it. You know, I like different things. I like different challenges. So it's never been something like, oh, I've got to just do it my way or the highway. I'm always looking for a new road.
You know, it's interesting, Tara. You've been coaching for 42 years, if you add in Idaho and Ohio State, with the 35 years at Stanford. And I would think after doing something for such a long period of time, maybe even at just Stanford for 35 years, how do you recharge the batteries? How do you keep Tara Vanderveer motivated from season to season?
Well, Ron, I have figured that out. And, you know, it did take me a little while because, you know, for a lot of years, especially going up until the Olympics, I would coach summer basketball, you know, with USA basketball and then winter basketball. And it was exhausting. But during the summer, I go back to New York where my mom has a house and I have a cabin in Minnesota. So really in the off season, my assistants really step up in a big way, working with our team a lot more in spring workouts. I take a bike trip. You know, I didn't do it this year, but you know, I go with a back roads bike trip. I meet a lot of new people. I water skied 93 times, 93 days this past summer. So, you know, I try to be active, spend time with, you know, with COVID. My mom was really struggling. You know, she was isolated. And so we started playing bridge online every day. So I keep busy. So I have a lot of interests outside of basketball, you know, that I just have fun with, and just doing things with different people, you know, reading, sailing. I've been to the pool. I've been swimming 3 times a week with, you know, a Stanford team is in there, and just try to keep busy and, you know, enjoy every day.
You know, I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you, because I always ask you every time we talk about the piano playing. Where are you in that love?
Well, I'm listening more than I'm playing, Ron. You know, I did 3 CDs. I have a fantastic piano teacher, but sometimes I just I guess I felt like, you know, I wanted to just maybe be a little more active with that hour a day. So I've been, you know, riding the Peloton and trying to really work on getting in great shape for my water skiing in the summer.
If you look ahead in crystal ball women's athletics, say in 10 years, where might we be overall, do you think, Tara?
Well, one thing, Ron, you know, I work with the Women's Sports Foundation. I don't know if you know about this, but they have a legacy fund to help, you know, help promote women's athletics and, you know, women in sports, in all sports, not just, you know, not just basketball. So I hope that, you know, looking down the road, we see more young women getting the opportunity to be in sports and in coaching roles and GM roles. I mean, it's really exciting that we have, you know, we're starting to see that in the NBA and in professional baseball, places like that, where, you know, women's talents are valued and accepted. So I hope that that's in our future.
In about 45 seconds we have left, if you think back over your life and your career, what is that one moment that's engraved in Tara Vanderveer's mind that you'll never forget?
Oh, my gosh, Ron. I have so many of them, whether it's, you know, national championships or being at the, you know, winning a gold medal. I mean, obviously, you know, setting the all-time record is great. But in our time left, I would really like to share with you one of the things that I am committed to is being a good citizen in our community. And I dedicated $10 for every win, which I'm not a great math, you know, great at math, but it'll be $11,000 to go to a local food bank. Some people, you know, have lost their jobs, are experiencing food insecurity. So let's really help our people and support them through Season of Sharing or Second Harvest or something like that.
Tara, I want to thank you. Thank you for allowing me to go along this 35-year ride to this new record that you just set and for being so kind to me over the years. Take care. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Ron.
Tara Vanderveer with us again. She is the winningest women's college basketball coach. We continue on Sports Byline.